Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
Well, this is the week that Congress was going to do everything. They had a lot on their plate. How much did they get done? Avoided a government shutdown. That's about it thus far. Joining us right now, ABC News political director Rick Klein. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, great to be with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. Infrastructure still on the table, and I guess Speaker Pelosi says, yeah, they're going to have a vote today.
Yeah, that's the hope, but that's what you said yesterday. That's what you said Monday, and they're not going to take a vote unless they have the vote. That's been pretty clear as well. They don't want to see this bill fail entirely. And look, there's a chaotic scene at the Capitol, a lot of back and forth, a lot of intense negotiations, a lot of tempers flaring. Ultimately, Democrats have to decide whether they trust each other. This is all about the Democratic Party. This is all about what's going on inside their own ranks. And that has been in short supply in the last couple of days.
So will there be a vote today, do you think? Are they getting closer to any kind of an agreement?
You know, I've seen enough of these to think that it's probably not going to get settled in the daylight hours. There's something that motivates members of Congress, like a deadline. In this case, maybe they want to get home for the weekend, so it's possible that that shakes some things loose. Maybe they were closer last night than they seem to be, but I think if they were in a position to get this done, they would have gotten it done last night. So I think if you go back to this, you're talking about, you know, billions or hundreds of billions of dollars in differences, some very starkly laid out points of view that or in fundamental disagreement. I think now that they've gotten past the government funding deadline, which, as you mentioned, keeps the lights on, at least takes a little pressure off. This was always the self-imposed deadline, but the deadline was intended to build that trust, to say to both sides, okay, look, this is when we're going to get it done by. And it is a major disappointment to have to walk away from that.
Essentially, $3.5 trillion is what progressive Democrats want. More conservative Democrats want a lot less. Joe Manchin really is the kingmaker in all this, isn't he?
Yeah, he and Kirsten Sinema, the senator from Arizona, they have been a little more circumspect in their desires. But it emerged yesterday that Manchin had told Democratic leaders 2 months ago that $1.5 trillion was his bottom line. So that's a big difference. You can just say, we'll cut the difference and they'll figure it out. Maybe this will have something north of $2 trillion. But think about the numbers that we're talking about here. I mean, every $100 billion, right, that's another 0.1 in this equation. That's how huge this package is. And I think, I think people in the Democratic Party have been saying about each other, you know, he's not negotiating honestly. He's not being fair. They've actually been pretty honest with each other and publicly. What hasn't happened is I think that anyone believed they would stick to it. And that's why we're here. That's why there's standoff. And that's why they're spending literally days trying to get, you know, one or two Senate votes.
Pretty chaotic here at the end of the week. Makes it hard to put together a Sunday show. But what do you got coming up on Sunday?
I'll be there. I don't know what I'm talking about yet. we'll have to see. We'll have some White House perspective on all of this. And it is striking that as this has been a week of division, it's not been about Republicans. And this bill, this infrastructure bill, if it passes today or another time, will be a bipartisan achievement. And what that means to the Biden presidency, so this is really a tale of two different directions. You know, the things looking very good are looking extremely, extremely poor.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake here, no doubt about it. Rick, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Hey, great to be with you.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.